Zach, how have you been? It's been, we were just talking, probably 9 or 10 years since we visited last.
Yeah, early 2000s. I've been good. I've been aging.
Really? You never seem to change, though. You've got the brand new record out called The Barber of the Beasts.
Yes.
When did these seeds get planted in your head when it's time to record a new one? Are you constantly writing, or do you have sessions where I want to do an album, so you sit down and block out time to write some songs?
It's interesting. People have asked me, how do you get inspired? For me, it's when the fear of not getting it finished on time outweighs the fear of writing a piece of garbage. Mm-hmm. That's inspiration. Mm-hmm. So I actually signed a record deal with Universal, My Kazoo Music, which is their new children's label. They said, okay, you have 4 months from the time you sign to deliver a record. Well, I'm not historically prolific, but I can be if my back's against the wall, and that's really when I work best. So I wrote the whole thing in January and February of last year. Some things were seeds that had been floating around. I had an idea about a shark that eats a pirate, and the play on words, a white shark's chum, that double entendre. So I had the little nuggets like that, but then it was off to the races.
Working with Rich Hordinsky.
Yeah.
Co-wrote some songs with him. Did he produce? I know he played on most of
them. He did. We did the whole thing at the Monastery, which is his studio, which is a beautiful, I don't know if you've been over there.
It's calming. It's very
calming.
It
is. It's a great place to see a show, too.
It sure is.
And I always like working with Rich. He's so talented, and we see eye to eye. We have the same sense of humor. He's not as goofy, and he actually described it, we're good for each other because he reins me in, and I kind of pull him out of his melancholy shell.
What was it like working with Bootsy?
Oh, gosh.
Bootsy's on a track.
There is nobody nicer than Bootsy Collins. It was great. He was nice enough to perform on stage with me a couple of years ago. We have a mutual friend, Chris Sherman, who's known as Freak Bass. So this time around, we've talked about it. I did a record a couple of years ago called The Candy Machine, and it was right around the time when Catfish passed away, so that didn't work out. Then they were on the road all summer, and it just ended up working out. And he said, I'd like to help write the song. So I gave him a song that was basically finished, and then he just added dressing that was great. We made a music video. It's called The Case of the Dry Markers. I'll have to show you that video. You can find it on YouTube, just The Case of the Dry Markers with Zach and Bootsy.
So how long from start to finish did it take to get this done?
Well, I had it written and pretty well recorded in about the time I was supposed to deliver it, which was in May. But we didn't actually finish it until the end of the summer. We were waiting on a couple of things, and we ended up targeting an October release.
We may have talked about this in the past, but I like bringing it up again. Your grandpa, Bud Rooney, was a real big inspiration for you, and you held on to a lot of things that came from him, didn't you?
I sure did. He could quote Shakespeare, and he would tell hilarious stories. A lot of them were made up, or he would play with language. Like, he told us all about the Count of Monte Cristo and Jean Valjean. So then, it was until I was much older that I realized who Jean Valjean was, Jean Valjean. And he totally changed the story around, and he had characters that he would make up that I've turned into songs over the years, and he was the greatest. He was a piece of work. My dad and he were in business together. My dad is his son-in-law. Anyway, the one famous story is they went on one business trip and they made it to Hamilton before they had to turn around. My dad was one of the few people would tell my grandpa no.
It reminds me of a couple of my buddies one time just out of high school were going down to the Smokies and made it far as the Norwood Lateral.
It's a similar kind of an animal.
The old Triumph blew up there. Let's play a song from one of these. Do you have a favorite on your new disc?
I think it's the strongest thing I've recorded, to be honest with you. There are a lot of fun ones. Why don't we do the title track? The Barber of the Beasts.
Who has the chair and the mirror and the clippers? Who has the wisdom and the world by the snippers? Who is him who's hunkered in the hairy hall of fame? He lives out in the jungle and I think you know his name. Nicola, Nicola, the friendliest of fellows. Nicola, Nicola,
Nicola Piccarello.
Title song from the new one by Zach Morgan called The Barber of the Beast. Is that the tune that inspired this whole thing?
Well, that's been brewing around in my head for a while. And it's based on a real barber from Cincinnati named Nicola Piccariello. Nick had a one-chair barber shop over on East McMillan and Highland. And I got my hair cut from him since I was a little kid. And he cut James Brown's hair when he would come through town. He cut Johnny Bench's hair, what there was of it. And he's this Italian guy with this thick accent.
He was a character.
He's still around. He still cuts Stan Chesley's hair. I think he has a chair in Stan's office, literally. He was always good for a story and imparting wisdom, so I turned him into this character who cuts the hair of all the animals in the jungle.
How many shows do you do a year?
Oh, on a busy year, a couple hundred. Lately, 120 to 150. Enough so I stay busy but don't burn out.
You have very young kids in your audience.
I do.
You have adults in your audience.
I do.
You've played shows for adults before, and you play a lot of shows for kids. Who is the easiest to entertain?
It depends how you look at it. I think kids have shorter attention spans, so you have to keep it busy. You have to have something for them to do. I like to give them something to do in every song.
Some of us can rival kids' short attention spans.
This is true. You know. The kids just don't hide it. But I can see when an adult is bored. I enjoy performing for children more because they're so free. And it takes me back to that place when I was that way. You're not worried so much about what other people think of you. And you're free to just go use your imagination and have fun. I enjoy performing for people in general. But for whatever reason, I'm a kid at heart. Things that kids do that might annoy the average person, I get a kick out of. I'm tickled by.
We were just speaking about Rich Hordinsky's studio, The Monastery, and you'll be doing a release party there coming up on the 22nd.
As I said before, it's a big church with a gorgeous open room. And December 22nd, I think it's going to be at 1 o'clock. But check my website for details. But it'll be on a Saturday. And we'll have Paul Patterson from the symphony and Rich and a couple other great players, Dan Dorf. Should be a lot of fun.
And both those, Paul and Dan, are on the CD as well.
They sure are. They had a lot of great players.
Sure did. Now, you mentioned, is this the first with Universal? It is.
It is.
So you've got a new contract. Are you bound to do another by the end of, say, 2013, or how's that work?
Well, I have 16 months, technically, to deliver another record. So we'll see how that goes. I think we're just going to wait and see how this one does and go from there.
I wanted to dig into this track with Bootsy Collins for just a minute or so. It's called The Case of the Dry Markers. Bootsy, along with Zach Morgan from the new CD called The Barber of the Beasts.
Hello, little kitties. My name is Boozilla. I have a story to tell you, and I hope it will reveal you.
Once there stood an old brick school, but nobody knew
it was the home of a ghoul.
And none of the students or teachers knew why. All of their new whiteboard markers ran dry. A storm blew in, and the sky got darker. I spotted a spirit sloppily slurping markers. If you overheard my poly flies by end transmission,
I hope you understand it was a scary apparition.
When I told my amigos of the specter I'd seen,
Walter turned white,
and Gertie turned green.
What you need are beetles,
shouted Grandma Lucille.
Beetlejuice will cook the goose and dip it some eels.
In the case of the dry markers, boom, 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 the case of the dry markers.
They're in every room.
Look at this magic marker. It gives me stage fright. It's all dried out, you know it used to write.
I know where to go to get beetles galore. My friend Cleopatra's Coleoptera store. She has billions of beetles in a big beetle tank. It's right down the street, just a block from the bank.
We finished by 10,
led by young Ebenezer.
He worked like the Dickens
and was the best beetle squeezer.
We snuck into the school and soaked the markers in the juice.
What else could we do?
There was a spook on the loose. It's the case of the dry markers. Boom, boom.
The Barber of the Beast is the CD we're visiting with Zach Morgan. It is going to be available come the release party on December 22nd at the Monastery over in Walnut Hills. That's at the corner of Taft and Stanton. And Zach, it's been a pleasure visiting with you. As always, best of luck to you. And next time around, make sure and stop back.
Will do. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.